Morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nun Hei. We'll pick up on Nun Dalet about eight lines up from the bottom, the Tashma. We were in the middle. We discussed two machloksim yesterday between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. First, on Maaser Sheni, Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Sheni has a status of Mamon Gavoa, and Rabbi Yehuda holds statuses of Mamon Hedyo. And Nachman came along and said, we hold by Rabbi Meir in that case because there's a Stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Meir, so we hold that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. And in the second Machlokas, the Machlokas of Hegdesh, the Meir said, in order to be Mischal Hegdesh, to deconsecrate Hegdesh, it works if you do it b'mezid, then you can remove the status of the kedusha. But if it's done b'shogeg, that would not work. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, hegdesh is only mischalel if it's done b'shogeg. That's when you'd be over on meila, but not if it's done b'mezid. And in that case, Rabbi Nachman said we hold like Rabbi Yehuda for the same reason that we have a stam mishnah that supports his opinion. So yesterday we had a couple of attempts to bring other Stam Mishnayos that seemed to hold the opposing view, and we were able to deflect those. And we'll continue on that path. We are, as I said, about eight lines down. Tashma on the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Tashma. Moshe Chemenu Maiser Besela Lo Hispik Lefdoso Ach Amud Bishtayim. So the case is as follows. Reuven has Maaser Sheni property, and he wants to sell it to Shimon, and Shimon in the process is going to be purchasing the Maaser Sheni and being hoda that Maaser Sheni. So what happens? The property is worth a sella, and Shimon goes ahead and does Mashicha. He does Mashicha to try to be Kona, the Maaser Sheni property, so he draws it near, which in regular case of Metaltolin, that's how we're Kona. If you have a regular case of a sale and you agree on a price, you agree on a price of one sella, and the buyer goes ahead and does Mashicha on the object, even if they haven't yet paid the money, the buyer's Kona that object right away, and then he owes the sale price down the line to the seller. But so in this case, what happens is when the buyer does Mashicha, when Shimon does Mashicha on the Maaser Sheni, it was worth one sella. That was the agreed price. But in the interim, before Shimon actually went ahead and went to pay the money that he was supposed to pay, the object increased in value to two shlamim. It doubled in value. So what's the case? What does Shimon have to now give over to Reuven? Is it the sella that he agreed to? Or is it the value of the object right now, the two slab. So the Mishnah says, "No sin sella umistaker b'sella umaiser sheni shelo." So he says Shimon goes ahead and pays the one sella they agreed upon, and he benefits by a sella because he's now getting an object that's worth two slab, an increase in value, and the maiser sheni is now becomes his. He's koneh. So basically, what the Mishnah is telling us is that his act of mashicha, the original act of mashicha, was Kona this Maaser Sheni, even though no money had exchanged hands. So we ask, money. Who is this? Who's the author of this Mishnah? Elam or Rabbi Meir, if we're going to say it's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which is what Rabbi Nachman told us, who he followed because the Stam Mishnah goes like him. So if this Stam Mishnah is also Rabbi Meir, who holds that Maaser Sheni is really Mamun Gavo, it's not typical hedged money, it has a Hegdesh status. So then, am I mistaker b'sella? Then why should Shimon benefit here and only have to pay that initial price when it was at the time of Mashicha? But we say, if Maaser Sheni is really Mamun Gavo and it should be treated like Hegdesh, we should follow the rules of Hegdesh. And the Pasuk tells us, how do you redeem Hegdesh? You can't redeem it by Mashicha. That's a regular Metaltolin type Kinyan. The way you redeem Maaser Sheni, the way you redeem Hegdesh is through Kesef. So until the Kesef changes hands, that Maaser Sheni should not have, if you hold Maaser Sheni as Mamun Gavo, like Hegdesh, then that the Kedusha status never should have been released from it, and Shimon should have to pay the two slum that it's worth at the time that he tries to change the money hands. So the fact that we see Mashicha is Kona in this case must be Maaser Sheni is treated just like Mamun Hedjo. And again, this is a Stam Mishnah, so it goes against Rav Nachman's principle from yesterday that the halacha follows Rabbi Meir because we have a Stam Mishnah like him. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Liola Rabbi Yehuda. It is Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, this Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. However, v'hacha chad stama, v'hacha trey stame. No, but this case of Rabbi Yehuda is only quoted once in Shas. So we have this Mishnah quoted once as a Stam Mishnah. However, the Mishnah that we quoted earlier on the daf of Kerem Revai, that Mishnah is quoted twice in Shas. It's also repeated in Maseches Edios. So because it's repeated the second time, it is more authoritative, and therefore that's why Rav Nachman said we would hold by Rabbi Meir, because his Stam Mishnah is quoted twice. So the Gemara asks, V'istama dafka mali chatzama mali treis dame. So if the whole point of a Stam Mishnah is that because it was quoted anonymously, that gives it its authoritative nature, so then what does it matter if it happens to be repeated a second time in Shas? Why, is it a game of quantity? Whoever has more, whichever opinion is quoted more in a Stam Mishnah wins? It doesn't seem to be the case. It seems that the Stam Mishnah holds some particular weight, not just the number of times. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, now halacha ki Rabbi Meir, hoil utnan bevechirasa kavasei. No, it's not necessarily a numbers game. It's not because there's two versus one in these cases, but rather it's because of where it's quoted. Because it was repeated again in Maseches Edios, and we know that there it was the situation of Mishnayos being, again, fully vetted in front of the Gedolim, and so we call it the choicest of Mishnayos. And so if a Stam Mishnah is quoted in Maseches Edios, that holds more authoritative weight, and that's why we're going to hold, like Rabbi Meir, that Meiser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa, even though there's another Stam Mishnah saying the other way. Right? And if you look right at the bottom, Rashi, Maseches Edios Kari Bechiras, it's called the choicest of all Mishnayos, Shekol Devrayim Eidu Mepi HaGedolim V'Halacha K'mosin, because the setup there was that all these halachas were being said again in front of the Gedolim, and I guess if it held its weight in that context and was still quoted in the Mishnah, especially as a Stam Mishnah, so that gives it its authoritative nature. So now, top of Nunhei. So now we're going to switch over to the Machlokes of Hegdish. Just as a reminder, the Machlokes was, if you want to be Mischalel, you want to deconsecrate something from Hegdish. So Rabbi Meir says it only works if you do it intentionally, you do it b'mezid, but if it's done b'shogeg, the Kedusha still stands. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if it's done b'shogeg, that is when you can remove the Kedusha status and be over on Me'ila, but if it's done b'mezid, the object continues to retain its status of Kedusha, and Rav Nachman told us we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda because there is a Stam Mishnah that supports him. So it's non-hasar. And another Mishnah. Let's say we have a animal that's found, but it doesn't seem to have any owners, and it's found around the border of Yerushalayim, between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder. So a certain radius around Yerushalayim that's close enough that we assume that the animal came from Yerushalayim. So what do we say there? Zecharim olos. If you find a male animal, we treat it like an ola. Nekevos zivche shlamim. But if you find a female animal, you treat it like ishlamim. And we're going to get into what exactly that means. If you look at the top Rashi, it says mishum dechayshinan shemam Yerushalayim yatzas. So, because at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, this is found in close enough, the animal is found in close enough proximity to Yerushalayim, we assume that it must have been some type of korban. We just don't know exactly what it is, because, you know, it's we find it ownerless. So, therefore, what the Mishnah is telling us, you have to be choshesh that this animal may be any of the various korbanos that it could be brought for. Therefore, hilchak zachar dechazi la'ola, b'safka la'ola. So therefore, since a male animal can be brought for an ola, so we assume it's an ola. But a female animal cannot be an ola, so we are a choshesh that it is a shlamim. So, Gemara asks the obvious question, back in the third line, elo zacharim olo su dahave zivche shlamim lahave. Fine, I understand that a nekeva can't be an ola, but a zachar could be an ola or a shlamim. So how can we assume that it's an ola and presumably bring it as an ola, as a carbon ola? Maybe it's a carbon shlamim. They're a different dinim. You can't just go ahead and bring the carbonos that have different halachos and assume that you're yotze. So Amar Yoshia, now what's the case here? Hacha b'ba lachov b'dmeha maskinan. So Roshia says, no, we're not talking about a case. No one is saying that you can go ahead and take this animal and bring it for the type of carbon you think it may be. Because you're right, there are numerous carbonos that it could fit in. What he's saying is, let's say somebody finds this animal, and they sort of want to go, l'fnim ashur asadin, they want to go and make the Beis HaMikdash hol, and be choshesh for all the different types of carbonos that this animal could be brought. So what do they do? Let's look in Rashi. Amar Voshe b'balcho b'dmei maskinon klomar. Ihi vadai lo karban. So no, the animal you find is definitely not going to be an actual karban. No one's claiming to bring it on the base of Mikdash. Vachi kamar. Im ba'adam ze la'asas lo takana. Let's say this person wants to go ahead and be yotze, try to figure out all the different permutations that this animal could be, and be yotze all of them. So what he's going to have to do is, he's going to need to redeem that animal, and then take that the money that he's consecrated, and say, if the animal's a zachar, so neschayef af b'tmei ola, then he has to be choshesh when he is redeeming it, that it even could be an Ola offering, or a Shlomim offering. Tichashin Hashem Ola same. And so what is that? Oh, sorry, what exactly does he do? Let's see, it's in the next Rashi, so let's go a little bit further in the Gemara. So in this case, when he's trying to be Yotze for all possibilities, he even has to worry about an Ola if it's a male animal. Rabbi Meir, and it must be the opinion of Rabbi Meir, the Amar Hegdesh B'mezim Mitzchalal, who says that you are allowed to be Mischal Hegdesh, or the only way to be Mischal Hegdesh is the Mezid. Why? Because what's this case? Someone finds an animal, and he is intentionally going and redeeming this animal onto other money. So we're seeing that he's allowed to remove the Kedusha of this animal, the Mezid, which is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Huda said, the only way that would take effect is if it's done by Shogeg. So let's see that in Rashi. So he's able to remove the animal that is found and make it chulin. And amazing, he's doing it on purpose. And this is how he goes ahead and accomplishes it. He goes ahead and he brings two animals in its stead. And what does he say? Yomar. If the animal that I found is actually an Ola, harehi mischal al zu, then the animal that I found should be mischal onto this new Ola that I'm bringing, and it's fine, and then he's Yotze the Ola. The Asheni, and the second one, which he's bringing as a Shlomim, so that one is just going to be a voluntary offering that he's bringing. The Im Shlomim, but if the animal that he found is a Shlomim animal, is actually a Shlomim, then Harehi Mechulelas Al Shem Shlomim, the Asheni, Linadavas Ola, then he's Mechalel, the found animal, onto the Shlomim korban that he's bringing, and the other Ola offering is going to be an Olas Nadava, it's just a voluntary offering. But either way, what we see from here is the only way to accomplish this is if you hold that you can be Mischal Hegdesh the Mezid, because this is obviously an intentional act that he's doing. So the Gemara asked, Ukdushas Haguf mi Mischal? She says, okay, I understand you're talking about Rimeir's opinion of being Mischal Hegdesh the Mezid, but that should only apply in a case of the Kedusha's Damim, where it has a lower level of Kedusha. This case, we have an animal, the animal has intrinsic Kedusha. It's a Kedushas Haguf here. So even if you would hold that you can be Mischal Hegdesh when it has Kedushas Damim, the lower level of Kedusha, if the animal intrinsically has Kedusha, that it's, because it's supposed to be brought as a Karban, would Rabbi Meir still hold in that case that you can be Mischal? And why not? V'hatnan, Ein Mol Achar Mol B'mukudashin, Ela B'mehema Uvichli Sharis. So we have another mission that tells us that you cannot be over on Me'ila multiple times on the same object. So if I have an object and someone comes and does me'ila or is chayv me'ila on that object, that me'ila removes the kedusha. So the next person that goes and tries to do me'ila, he can't because there's no kedusha. There's no more hegdesh on this object. It was removed. But what's the exception or the two exceptions? The behemo of a klisharis bavad. Only if you have a behemo that's brought as a carbon or the klisharis, because those two objects, because they have kedushas haguf, even though someone is moel on them, it does not remove the kedusha status. And so we see that. So how can we have said earlier that even according to Rav Meir, we take this animal that we found outside of Yerushalayim and we play this game of being mischalit onto two other animals? But this animal has kedusha haguf. Has kedusha haguf. So how can we? How would that work? Let's look in the Rashi. Ein mo'al achem o'al. Ein shtei me'ilos zu achar zu b'keren echad. You cannot have two me'ilos on one principal object. The kevan she mo'al bober harishon yatsa d'chulin. Right, because once me'ilah is done, it goes. Ela behema shel kachim is be'achar u'il ha'karban. Levi she'ein yotze l'chulin kishi t'mima v'chein klishare. So of those two cases, it, even though a me'ilah is performed, it is not removed. So, Gemara answers, back in the Gemara. Hahi... let's go back a little bit. I forgot. The Gemara spells out the case a little bit. Ketzad. So what is the case that we're trying to do Me'ila multiple times on the same object? Someone is riding on an animal that has Kedushas Aguf, that is supposed to be brought for a carbon. And then, you know, subsequent people come and ride that same animal. Each one is chayef on Me'ila. At first, Me'ila does not remove it from this hektesh status. Or what's the case of a klisha, right? Hayashosa bekoshal zav, bachaver v'shasa, bachaver v'shasa, kula ma'alu. Again, if each person comes and sips from that same cup, that's klisha race, they're all going to be chayav ha'me'ila because the first action does not remove it from hegdish. So, what's the Gemara answer? No, hahi rabbi hudahi ha rabbi meir. Now, this case that we just brought, in the case of me'ila, v'ein ma'al achar ma'al, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that only b'shogeg is how you're mischal. And how do we know that's the case? Rashi tells us, midigatani ein ma'al achar ma'al, because the Mishnah set this up as a case of me'ila, alma mekamihu denafik l'chulan afagav d'shogeg hu, d'imezid leka me'ila. So it has to be a case of shogeg, because that's how you're over on me'ila. Me'ila is something you're over b'shogeg. So the fact that it's talking about me'ila, it must be that the original action was done b'shogeg. And based on that Mishnah, it implies that you can't do me'ila again because the first me'ila pulled it out of Hagdash. And that we know is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Meir would hold that would not pull it out of Hagdash because, according to Rabbi Meir, only a mazid, only an intentional action can remove the Kedusha. So obviously this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. But the opinion about the mission that we brought up above, the Behema Shanim says, that remains the opinion of Rabbi Meir, because again, there it's clear that he's doing it intentionally, because the person finds the object, finds the animal, and is making this Tanai with his new animals. He's obviously doing that intentionally, so that obviously is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So Gemara asks, Gemara pushes further. No, it says, Rabbi Yehuda nishma l'Rabbi Meir. Fine, I understand that Mishnah on Ein Mal Achar Mal, correct. That's definitely the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, can't we learn out from that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that the same would apply for Rabbi Meir? Right? Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda, do we not say according to Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah, Hegdesh b'shogeg mischalel u'kedushas haguf lo mischalel? Right? Even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds the principle that in order to remove something from Hegdesh, it's only done b'shogeg. However, that only works when it's something that doesn't have intrinsic kedusha. This Mishnah shows that whatever your opinion is of how you pull something out of Hegdesh, whether it's b'shogeg or b'mezid, that only applies when it's something that has kedushas damim. If we have something like a karban that has kedushas haguf, we're saying that the whole idea of pulling it out of Hegdesh doesn't work because it has this elevated status of kedusha. So the same thing, Rabbi Meir Nami, afagad Hegdesh b'mezid mischalel. Even though he holds that intention, the only way to remove something from Hegdesh is to do it intentionally, still kedushas haguf lo mischalel. He should still agree to that same principle, that the idea of removing something from Hegdesh only works when you're talking about something that only has Kedushas Damim, but not if it has Kedushas Haguf. Right? See it in Rashi, the second wide line. Rabbi Yehuda, Nishma Rabbi Meir, Bechilul Mezid, Taputayu Lesa Elab Mezid B'Shogeg. We are understanding that the only machlokas they have is whether, in order to remove something from Hegdesh, you need to do it B'Mezid or you need to do it B'Shogeg. That's the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. They're not arguing also on the case of whether it works on Kedushas Damim or Kedushas Haguf. That they agree. They're arguing within a case of Kedushas Damim whether B'mezid is what works to remove it from Hegdesh or whether B'shogeg. But they should agree on the same principle. So my answer is no, it's not true. Hasam. There's a fundamental difference in the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. The whole idea behind Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which is that the only way to remove something from Hegdesh is b'shogeg, is all based on the pasuk. The pasuk that talks about me'ila. And so really, you would think that you could not remove anything from Hegdesh, but because the pasuk comes along and tells us that if b'shogeg you use something from Hegdesh, you're chayav of a karban me'ila, therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, really I would think you can't remove the kedusha status, but because the Torah is coming and we chayav you a karban me'ila, we learn from there that it must be you're chayav this karban because you're removing this object from its Kedusha status. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is based on, that B'shoge, you remove the status, but B'mezid, you don't. Because since B'mezid, you're not chayav a karban me'ibla, you don't fit into the parameters of the pasuk, so he can't have his novel idea that you're also able to remove the Hegdish status. However, Rabbi Meir's opinion is more of a rational opinion, saying, what is the idea that's removing the Kedusha status from this Hegdish item? It's because you're intentionally trying to remove it. However, if you accidentally use something from Hegdish, you lack that that intent, you won't be able to remove that Kedusha status. And that sort of thinking shouldn't matter whether it's Kedusha's Damim or Kedusha's Zaguf, because it's all focusing on the intent. It's not sticking within the parameters of the Pasuk of Me'ila. All right, let's see in Rashi. Hasam l'machayv l'afkud l'chulim. Klomar. Chil de mezid l'Rabbi Meir adifa michil de shogeg l'Rabbi Yehuda. Really, Rabbi Meir has a stronger element of chil here. De ilu shogeg l'machayv l'afkud l'chulim. Really, when you do something with shogeg, you have no intention of removing the kedusha status. However, hakasuv there's a kasuv who demachayv erachmana karba meila hilka kedusha zaguf lo mescha aval chil mezid Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Meir, who doesn't have to learn this novel chiddush based on meila. So Rabbi Meir mechavin lafkunu lechulon hilka kedusha zaguf nami mezchala. Since he's only focusing on the intent, it doesn't matter whether it's kedusha zaguf, doesn't matter whether it's kedusha mamon. In any case, Rabbi Meir would allow for the removal of something from his hegdish status as long as it is done b'mezid. All right, so the Gemara questions further. So Amar the shamas leil Rabbi Meir b'katche kalim. Sorry, b'katche katchim. Maybe Rabbi Meir's opinion that you can remove something from a hegdish is only that you can mischal something. The mischal the hegdish status is only when you have something that's a katche katchim. But b'katchim kalim shamas leil. Maybe we can't extend his opinion to katchim kalim. And what's the case of katchim kalim? That's the case of Shlamim. So Kachim Kalim, the aspect of Kachim Kalim is that it's not all going to either on the Mizbeach or to the Kohana, but it has an element that's eaten by the owners themselves, so it's a lower level of Kedusha. So that would be a Karban Shlamim. And according to Rabbi Meir up top, we said, the way Rabbi Oshi explained the Gemara, explained the Mishnah, was that Rabbi Meir's opinion, when you find the animal outside of Yerushalayim, you are Mishalal it both for a Ola and for a Shlamim. But maybe, so the Gemara is asking, maybe we can only espouse Rabbi Meir's position when it comes to Kachim Kachim, but not Kachim Kalim. So he said, no, Amar Lai Homer Rabbanon, Rabbi Yaakov Shemei. So one of the rabbis said, and his name is Rabbi Yaakov, Kalvach Homer, Kachim Kachim is Chalim, Kachim Kalim, Lo Koshke. Now, if you're going to apply the opinion of Rabbi Meir on Kachim Kalim, which are more Chamer, then certainly... Kachim Kachim, which are more Chamer, then certainly you can apply it on Kachim Kalim, which are more Kal. Itmar Nami, we have another, similar understanding. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Akiva, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Amar Omer Hayar Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir's opinion is as follows. Hegdesh b'mezid mischal b'shoge imischal. Like we understood, Rabbi Meir says you can only be mischal hegdesh if it's done b'mezid. Echad Kachim Kachim Kachim, Echad Kachim Kalim. And this applies whether we're talking about Kachim Kachim or kachim kalim, kal v'chomer kachim kachim eschalim kachim kalim lo koshkin. Right, like you said, because if you can do it on the item of kachim kachim, which are more chamor, then certainly you can do it on kachim kalim, which are more kal. Okay, now move to Amud Nudhayam at base. So Toi Bar Yochanan, we're now asking on the opinion of Rabbi Oshay that you said earlier, who established the case. We're still in this case of Behemah Shenimtzeis. Yerushalayim Migdal Eder, it's a lost behemoth that we find, and we have to be choshesh and bring it for all different types of karbanos. Rabbi Yosha says if you want to be yotze, you have to be mischalit on an ola and on a shlamim, and you bring them both and you make a tanai. If the animal is really an ola, then it should go on the ola, and the shlamim is a nedava, and if it's a shlamim, then vice versa. So last question on that opinion. Toi Bar Yochanan, tichi omrim lo la'adam, omed v'chata b'shvil shetizke. Do we really say that someone here who wants to go ahead and do a good thing and find out and figure out all the possibilities of this animal, we're going to tell him he's going to be able to go ahead and actually do a chet, do an avera in the process? Why? Look at Rashi. V'chi amru la'adam. T'chol behemos mizbeach aser l'chala t'mima. We do have a concept of being able to be to sort of substitute animals for the mizbeach, but that concept does not apply when we have a complete unblemished animal that's right for the mizbeach. And in this case, we said we found an animal outside, didn't say that there were any mumim on it. So how can we say this guy can go ahead and be mischal the kedusha off of this animal that's a complete whole animal that can be brought on the mizbeach? That's that itself is a chait. So he's whatever he's doing, whatever schar he's getting by trying to figure out all the possibilities for this behemoth, he's losing because he's not allowed to redeem it. He's going over an avera by redeeming it. So Shanamar, Imba the Hema Tmeo, Padabakha Amarmar, Bali Mumim, Shiniftu, the Pasa Vidiftu Akasumitaber. We're only talking about a case of Bali Mumim. That's the only place where you're able to be poed at the animal. Vizeshaba Limlach, Velach of Bidameha, Naamar Lo, Omud Vakhata Lachal Lamezid, Vishvishatiskal Takina Kravasashabemazu. We're telling this guy to go ahead and be mischal this animal that is Roy from his back, Mazid, which itself is an Avera. So Ella Amar of Yochanan back in the Gemara, Yochanan comes along and has a different answer. Rather, he says, "Mamtin la'ad shetomim." Rather, it's a slight variation on what Rabbi Oshia said. We need to wait until this animal gets a mum, and then once it gets a mum, and now it's within the parameters of being able to swap it out. Then ma'isi shtei behemos masna. Then we go ahead and we make the tanai like we did before. We swap it out onto two other animals. So now we're going to go back and look at and break down the two parts of the mission we quoted. So Amar Mar, the first part of the mission is said Secharim Olos. So we said if the animal found is a male, Rechoshesh for an Ola and for a Shlamim. We use two animals. So the Gemara asks Delmo Todahi. Maybe it's a Karban Toda. Well, I mean, there are other Karbanos that a Zachar is Roi for. So if we're really trying to be Yosei at all the different possibilities, so you should bring a Karban Toda as well. So Gemara says, right, Demaisi Nami Toda. You're right, they didn't teach us all the parts of Mishnah. Sure, we're going to bring, it'll actually be three animals, and you make the same tonight, you also bring a Toda. Okay, but a Toda is not enough to just bring an animal. We know that a Toda offering is accompanied by 40 loaves of bread, 30 loaves that are matzah, and 10 loaves that are chavetz. And so just bringing a Toda animal is not going to suffice. So the Gemara says, great, Demaisi Nami Lechem. You're right, okay. He's going to bring three animals and the 40 loaves of bread, so you guys really bringing, he's bringing, you know, a lot here to be Yotzei this one animal. Okay? Okay, so let's say now, maybe it could be a carbon Ashim. And now in this case, if you look at Rashi, we can't just answer easily, okay, bring an Ashim, because why? So the problem here is, in Ashim, all these other carbonos can be brought, either there's a chiyuv to bring them, or you want to bring them voluntarily. And the only way this works is that we have that voluntary option, because the whole we're doing the tanai. So we have to be able to say, if this animal is X, then the other karbanos I'm bringing are only nedavos. But if an asham can't be brought as a nedava, then I can't say, well, if this animal happens to be a shlamim, then this asham I'm bringing is a nedava, because you can't bring an asham nedava. So we can't use the same logic. So how are we yotzei the in case the chashash that it might be an asham? So you say Asham Ben Shtei Shtarim. No, an Asham, and in this case particularly, I believe we're talking about an Asham Me'ila, an Asham Shifcha Charufa, or an Asham Gezelos. They need to be 2-year-old animal. Vishtachach Ben Shana. But in our case, we found an animal that's only a year old. All right, so Vidomba Asham Etzoro, Asham Nazir here. There are certain types of Ashams that can only be brought from an animal that's a year old. So why aren't we Choshesh for them? And these are all based on the way the psukim describe what the animal is and whether it needs to be 1 year old or 2 years old. So in that case, so why aren't we choshesh for an Asham Metzora or an Asham Nazir? So those are not common karbanos, and so we're only going to be choshesh for karbanos that are generally brought, and these are less common, so we don't need to worry about them. So v'domo pesachu, okay, let's say maybe it's a karban pesach, which also a karban pesach we know is a young animal, has to be under a year, so it could be this animal that we find is less than a year old could be a carbon Pesach. So we say no, Pesach bismano mizhar zahiri bay. If we're talking about one of the two times you could find a carbon Pesach, either bismano, Rishonim argue of when that actually is, but sometime around when you're right to bring the carbon Pesach, which is only a few days around the Pesach holiday. And in that case, people are extra careful. We know people are extra careful about their carbonos Pesach. They're not going to just lose their carbon and let it roam away. So there's not a likelihood that the animal you found is actually designated as a carbon Pesach. Vishalobismano, and if you happen to have found it, you know, say later in the year after it was, you know, it's not carbon Pesach season, then shlamimu. So the halacha is if you have a carbon Pesach that's not during the period of Pesach, it automatically moves over to a shlamim, and we already said we're bringing an animal as a shlamim, so don't have a problem there. I have a dilemma before. Umayser ninhu. Okay, fine. So let's say another possibility is this animal that we found. Maybe it's a bechor animal or it's a meiser animal, and those come with their own specific halachos. Don't we need to be choshesh for that? So Gemara says, what are the halachos that come along with bechor and meiser? What's the issue? Because what? Let's see. We'll look at Rashi. L'may hilchasa tirutzu. This is an answer. Klomar l'may hilchasa asis l'savukinhu bechor umayser. What are the halachos that go along with being choshesh that this might be bechor or maser? The mechlinu v'mumo, you're still in those cases, if it's a bechor or maser, you're still, if it gets a mum, which in this case we said Rabbi Yochanan brought down, we're waiting for a case where the animal gets a mum. In those cases, a bechor and a maser that have a mum, you are allowed to eat the animal, and not only that, you actually don't need to be poda it at all. So there actually is no pidyon that's necessary, you can just eat it, but what happens? There are certain halachos of how you eat it and what you can do with it. So therefore, nechal b'mumon lebaylim sharei ein lahen pidyon. Hani nami l'gishem niftu nechal b'mumon v'ochlam b'toras b'choru ma'aser she'ein ishchatam b'itlav v'ein nishkalim b'litra. So we say in this case, like the Gemara is going to say, l'machlinhu b'mumon hachi nami b'mumon nesachli. So you're right. The only difference when we have something, a karbat or an animal, sorry, that has a mum, that may be b'chor and a ma'aser, is just that you have to eat it with certain other parameters, or we have to take certain things into consideration. So he says, fine, if he's eating this animal, or when he eats this animal that he's poda, he should just make sure to eat it with these same parameters. There's certain things, not eating it in the shuk, or not selling it for certain coins. So again, he'll just have to follow those same rules, but in any event, he'll be yotzei just in case. All right, so that deals with the first part of the Mishnah. What about the second part of the Mishnah that talked about whether you find a female animal, female behema? So Amar Mar, Nekevo, Ziv Cheshlam. So in Nekevo we said, you don't have to be choshish for an Ola, because we said an Ola can only be a male animal. So you bring it, so you'll do your pidyon trick, and you'll do it b'toras shlamim. So Gemara goes with the same line of questioning. Dilma Todi, maybe this is a carbon Toda, why aren't you choshish for a Toda? So you're right, Demaisi Toda. So fine, you'll bring a Toda as well. Vabina Lechem, same question we asked before, what about the Lechem that accompanies the Toda? Demaisi Naimi Lechem, you're right, we bring the Karbonos Lechem along with the Toda offering, so you would say that as well. All right, now Dilma Chatasi. Now let's say it is, why aren't we choshesh that maybe this animal is actually a Chatas? And the Chatas is the same din as an Ashim. You cannot bring a Chatas Nedava, so we can't just say, all right, go ahead and bring a Chatas. But so we give a similar answer that we did on the Ashim, but you know, just different ages. Chatas, Bashnasa. Really, a chatas offering is a one-year-old animal. So in the case of the female, you found an animal that's 2 years old. So switched from the beginning. But in any event, you find an animal that isn't right to be a chatas, so we don't have to be choshesh for that position. The Gemara asks now, maybe, you're right, this animal you're saying you found is 2 years old, and a chatas can only be 1 year old. But let's say it was brought as a chatas when it was 1 year old, and it just time lapsed, and now all of a sudden it's 2 years old. Animals get older. So he said, Lo shchiach, no, that's, we're not, it's similar to what we said before, we're not choshesh that, because when someone comes and brings a chatas, we assume that he's brought it, he brings it quick enough that it doesn't become 2 years old, and if you're actually going to find this animal, we also assume there wasn't much lag time between when the animal was lost and when you found it, that roaming animals, I guess, don't hang out for a number of months, and I guess we're not choshesh for the small possibility that let's say it was brought as a chatas one day before its second birthday, and then you find it there. So we're assuming in general cases, it's not a common case that an animal was brought as a chatas at 1 year old, got lost and sat there for 6 months, and now you find it when it's 2 years old. So now the Gemara comes and asks, now, okay, fine, you said our case in the Mishnah is a case where you find a 2 year old animal. Great. So we don't have a problem. How bad is shtakli bashnas am I? Let's say we actually had a case where you found an animal that was only a year old. Then what happens? Now, how can you account for the fact that it may be a carbon chatas, which you can't bring a nedava for? So Tanya Chananya ben Chachinai Omer is bashnasa lechatas. If you find a goat that's 1 year old, bring it for chatas. So lechatas sagadaitok. We can just go ahead and take an animal and assume it's a chatas. We don't know it's a chatas. We just found a goat that's 1 year old. Ela Amar Abaye. Now, what does he mean? Kechatas. Now you treat it as if it's a chatas. What does that mean? Konsa lekipa v'imesa me'eleha. The dinim of a chatas is what we have to do is, because even when it gets a mum, we we can't go ahead and be poded. That's not allowed by a carbon chata. So what we have to do is the Gemara says here, lock it in a room, but Rishonim say it's not necessarily has to be locked in a room, but basically you starve it. You starve it to death. So we don't kill it, but we speed it up its process of dying. And so that's what we have to do. If you do find a one-year-old animal that's a female, since there is a possibility that it can be a chatas, and a chatas, we can't reconcile the same way we did because, A, you can't wait for it, you can't be pode once it gets a mum, and you cannot bring a chatas nedava. So in either of those two cases, what we have to do is we have to starve it and allow it to die, and then we don't have the issue anymore. So we'll stop here because this is switching on to a new piece. I'll take up some